welcome to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my website, danschlossberg.net. My special guest tonight is Grant Genslinger, founder and co-chair of Settlers Hospitality Group in the beautiful Poconos Mountains of Pennsylvania. Welcome, Grant, to the 308th episode of Travel With Radio.
Dan, it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight. We're grateful that you're here. We have a collection of historic properties in the Poconos, in the northern region, in the upper Delaware portion of the Poconos, and we're happy you're here.
Thank you. And Settlers Hospitality has three hotels right here in the Poconos: Silver Birches, where we're live tonight from Pawley, Pennsylvania, plus the Settlers Inn and Ledges Hotel. All of them are historic and marked by stunning architecture. Grant, since we're still a couple of weeks from Thanksgiving, why is this a great time for people to come visit?
One of the reasons that we think that this is a great time in this area, as the fall leaves start to fade, it opens up opportunities of brisk walks, fireplaces, of which we have tons at our property, and night sky opportunities. That one of the great things about up here is you can come up here and see amazing night skies. As we're at Silver Birches out on the lake in the evenings, it's just a beautiful time to be here.
Grant, I'm a big fan of historic hotels of America. To belong, hotels must be at least 50 years old and meet certain standards. I've stayed at many of them and always enjoy them, but please tell our listeners how that affiliation helps Settlers Hospitality.
Well, the answer to that is really quite easy, Dan. having historic properties, people who like to travel with Historic Hotels of America, which is part of the National Trust, it's our customer base. So we're very pleased to be part of it because it's a natural attraction. We know our customers are going to be avid receivers of the history that we have to offer.
And though each of your properties belongs to historic hotels, each one is very different from each other one. Let's hear about all these properties, starting with the one we're in, Silver Birches.
Silver Birches is a great story because it was originally a farm on the Wallapalpak Creek. In the 1919s, the decision to flood the river valley and make Lake Wallapalpak a hydro lake, the lake started to fill in front of that farm, and it was a family took that and turned it into a farm stay in 1927, and it was in the same family for four generations. 4 years ago, our family, Hospitality Group, began to discuss with them that they weren't going to continue in their generational passage, and so we stepped forward to do that with them and took over from them. And we're just so pleased. This property has so much history. It's right on lakefront. It's a quintessential family resort.
And what about Settlers Inn and Hotel Ledges?
Settlers Inn was our flagship property, which is we've had for 39 years. It was an abandoned hotel that was built by the community of Hawley to revitalize the town after coal and the railroad left because of tourism. And so we took on that property and revitalized it and brought it back to life.
And Ledges?
Ledges Hotel was a industrial factory that had been converted to a condominium project that had failed, and we had the opportunity to take that, gut it, and turn it into a industrial modern small boutique hotel.
And the way it was built over that creek is just beautiful.
Yes, you could not do that today.
It looks like a Frank Lloyd Wright architecture.
There is a little bit of that just because of the way it cantilevers over the water and everything. So it's a very, very unique property, small, but we're very pleased to be stewards of it at this time.
We're talking with Grant Gensler of Settlers Hospitality Group. Grant, with just 101 rooms total and 76 keys, isn't each of these properties rather intimate, especially Silver Birches with the cottages and homes?
Yes, and one of the things that we're very pleased about with our collection of different properties is we have a huge range of price points, from traditional hotel rooms to large suites, to cottages by the week, to full houses. And so that breadth of diversity, we hope, offers something for everyone that might want to stay with us.
Well, Silver Birches has something like 700 feet of shoreline on the beautiful Lake Wall in Pawpack. Can guests enjoy the lake for boating and fishing even after summer ends?
Of course they can. And one of the great things at this time of year, as an example, fishing is still great. As you approach into winter and as the lake freezes, there's ice fishing. There is a wide diversity of activities on the frozen lake that are fun. There's an iced tea golf tournament where you golf on the frozen water. There's ice hockey. There's curling and various activities that are just fun things to do. So plenty to do in the winter seasons.
And Silver Birches has a recreation center, champagne toast at sunset, even fire pits overlooking the lake. And there's also a fitness center down the road at Holly Silkville that is free for the guests. It's a great place to get away, even for a few days. So what is the average length of stay here?
Well, one of the things that's great about our properties is that the diversity. So the average length of stay for the typical hotel room is 2 to 3 days, but our cottages are generally rented by the week. Our houses might be for a long weekend or by the week. So there's a lot of different price points and diversity of type of length of stay.
And I would imagine that for summer, people have to rent pretty far ahead, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay. With such a scenic setting, Grant, am I right in assuming you host weddings here?
We do. Within all of our properties, I think this past year we did 100 weddings.
Wow.
In various locations. One of the things that we like about our diversity is that there's a type of wedding that fits almost anyone, from small, intimate to large affairs, on the water, traditional setting, that kind of thing.
Now, very nice. Are leisure travelers and families your primary clientele?
Good question. Yes, in some senses, but also we do have a good business and retreat clientele for small businesses. Our resort and our properties lend themselves to small business retreats, lend themselves to family reunions and other types of things other than the traditional tourist visitor.
And are you open all year? And what are your peak and bargain seasons? And, of course, are rates higher or lower midweek?
We are open all year at all properties. Peak season, of course, is summer, if you will. But our immediate seasons beyond that are late spring, fall into the holiday season. And yes, there are always special offerings midweek or in the, if you will, off season, and you should look for them on our general website for all of our properties. We love to run specials to encourage people to come to us in a bargain time, if you will.
Talking with Grant Gensler of Settlers Hospitality Group. Grant, how far ahead should people book for holidays like Thanksgiving, Christmas week, Valentine's Day, and even Mother's Day?
Those particular special occasions that you mentioned, always book up early. I always tell people to book as early as possible to get the type of accommodation you would like to have. We have a lot of diversity, but as it gets closer, you might not get the opportunity to book the style of stay that you would like to have.
And Settlers Hospitality prides itself on being environmentally conscious. with membership in the Green Lodging Program for the Delaware Highlands Conservancy. Tell us what that is and also how you're involved with a group called Clean the World.
We love those programs. Delaware Highlands Conservancy is a land trust in our region that preserves open space, clean water, and animal habitat, bald eagle habitat. Green Lodging Program, which started in 2012, has generated almost $350,000 to protect habitat, open space, and clean water, and averages about $60,000 a year now, with 17 lodging partners in our region asking guests for a voluntary contribution at the exit of their stay to help us preserve the reason that they come here. It's a hugely successful program. Clean the World program is unique in that trying to be green, you're always trying to figure out what to do with things. The leftover soaps, the leftover shampoos. We have joined with a company in Florida that takes all our leftover soaps, repackages and reimagines them, and sends them to poor third world countries for cleanliness and hygiene. And our shampoos, amenities, and things like that are given to the homeless in the North American area. So we not only get them to recycle the plastics and things, but the actual products are put to a very good use. We're very proud of both of those programs.
And Greg, your hotels are also pet friendly. So are there plenty of places to walk dogs in the area?
There are, and we have a list of a number of short or more strenuous types that are pet friendly. Some, of course, require a leash. We also have the advent in our Holly Park area where we're putting in a new dog-friendly park for off-leash exercise for pets. We're very proud to be able to offer that. Each of our properties has designated rooms for pet-friendly.
And do your hotels have restaurants, and is breakfast included in stay?
Breakfast is included in the stay in all of our properties in different formats. And if you're staying at Silver Birches, as an example, and you want a voucher and would rather have breakfast at our Settlers Inn property, our more formal property, you're welcome to take the voucher down there. So yes, included. And yes, we have restaurants. We have restaurants at Settlers Inn, Legis Hotel, and Silver Birches, all of a different style, which we also like. So there's plenty of choices within our property format.
Okay, I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And our guest tonight is Grant Genslinger of Settlers Hospitality Group here in the beautiful Pennsylvania Pocono Mountains. Grant, Silver Birches used to be a family farm, and there are still plenty of farms around. So that begs the question, do your restaurants use local products?
Short answer is yes, and particularly our flagship, which has a specific, Settlers Inn has a specific mission of helping to support small family farming in our region. And for 39 years, we've been a farm-to-table restaurant, incomplete, and our other properties do incorporate in their style local products.
Grant, I hear the Settlers Inn is an arts and crafts lodge. Could you explain what that means?
Arts and crafts is a architectural style. It's a mission style of architecture. Many people know Frank Lloyd Wright, which is the modern incarnation of that, but the Stickley furniture style and pottery styles. So Settlers Inn is a original hotel designed in that style, and we're very proud that we brought that back. You will see many, many historic artifacts of pottery and woodworking. The style highlights personal artisans, woodworking, pottery, stained glass, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because the room we're sitting in here at Silver Birches, the table that we're using for this show actually has a slate table. It is a slate table but the legs are look like birch.
They are.
So talk about something unusual.
Right. They are birch, and they're from the trees on the property, but a couple of branches here and there. We love that furniture and the things throughout our properties have a personal story. It's really great to be able to tell somebody what this piece of furniture is, what it means. At Settlers Inn, we actually have small descriptions of some of our rare pieces, why they're in our property, what they mean to us.
And is it true, Grant, the hotel was built at the same time as the man-made Lake Wallace Pawpack? And that goes way back to the 20s.
It does. And as this area went from very rural to semi-industrial silk mills and that kind of thing, the lake became the focus, and a lot of the things like Settlers Inn, that hotel was built by the community to revitalize the community, hoping for tourism and recreation. So yes, it's a very focused thing, and even Silver Birches, the same thing happened, from farm to a family resort on a lake.
Okay, we've talked about the lake quite a few times. I understand that it was built for hydroelectric power, and there was a pipe someplace that's supposed to be pretty scenic. Do you know about that, or can you tell where it is?
Yeah, so the hydro pipeline, which is very visible, and actually there's a walking trail now right on the lake where you can walk from the lakefront down over the pipeline under the main road, so you're totally off-road to a nature observation area from when the falls were at their fullest. And of course, the Wallenpaupack Falls, from where the lake is down to where our Legis Hotel is a taller drop than Niagara Falls.
Wow.
So in its day. So water has been a big story of this region.
Grant, tell us about the hotel's wine dinners and its Wine Spectators Award of Excellence.
We have had that, I believe, for about 16 consecutive years. We've been awarded the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence, which has been driven by our sommelier, Claude Briere. What we are particularly proud of, and I like to point this out, yes, we have a fabulous wine cellar. Yes, we have fabulous wines. But we have the additional award of being a good value wine list. That there are choices from the $20 range on up. So there's plenty to choose from and not be afraid of in wine cellars. Our wine dinners are wildly popular, and they are not formal and stuffy. They're multi-course, but we love to tell the story of wine and food together.
Okay. Settlers Inn, Grant, is located in historic Foley, which is known for antiques, museums, and history. I'm a huge railroad fan. I understand it was the birthplace of the American Railroad. Do you recommend your guests spend some time in town?
Absolutely. And the birthplace of the railroad was the next town over, Holmesdale, but the railroad came right through, and there is a trail of history following the Lackawaxen River, first the canal, then the railroad, and there is tons of things. The Wayne County, our county historic society, has a railroad exhibit that is bar none. We have an excursion train that runs a number of different really interesting excursions, history excursions for trains. So there is a great trail of history. I would call it a heritage trail of history that you can pick and choose the things that you would like to learn about. We have a very rich history.
As a railroad buff, I've got to ask you, do they ever use steam locomotives?
This past year, we had a steam train.
Okay.
That we used for five runs. The Sturbridge Line train, Tom Miles, has been bringing back wonderful things. And, of course, we are not far from the National Steamtown Railroad Museum. It's 40 minutes from up to
the. And they've been on our show, too.
Yes, I'll bet.
That was good. In fact, I was there a year ago now. I was in Steamtown and Scranton. Really, really enjoyed that. So let's not forget to talk about Wallenpaupack Creek, the ledges. We mentioned this before. Isn't that property over 100 years old?
Yes. Ledges was a glass cutting factory on the Wallapalpac Falls, water powered, of course, so it cut, leaded cut crystal. 200 French artisans were cutting leaded crystal wine glasses and such in that property. That was built in 1890. So, yes, it has a great history. Bluestone building, because, of course, we're in the land of bluestone. So many of the buildings here are bluestone.
Okay, and that's the smallest of your three properties, right?
It is. With
20 rooms?
It has 19 rooms.
Okay.
From 10 standard hotel to 9 two-story suites in a modern industrial style, which I love a great deal. And sort of the description of it, because it's in a waterfall natural gorge, is it's where nature meets modern and meets history as well. Very unique property.
And Settlers Hospitality has some other properties too. I know Hotel Anthracite, Sayer Mansion, some other things too. So talk about what else you've got.
Yeah, so yes, we have other properties in other communities. Sayer Mansion Inn is an 1858 pre-Civil War mansion complex of two buildings. It's in a National Historic District in downtown Bethlehem, which of course is a historical area. We've had that for 17 years. Our newer property, Hotel Anthracite, is in the city of Carbondale, of course, the first mine, underground deep mine in the United States was in Carbondale. So it is a newer building of 65 rooms, restaurant, bar, special events facility, but it honors the history of where the region came from. So there you will see a lot of interesting historic artifacts there, a trail of history. We have an in-house historic professor who does talks on the weekends and things. We're really, really happy. It's new in the past year and a half.
Okay, it's good to know. What about packages? Do you have various packages in different hotels?
Yes, we do. And what we like to do is put a variety of packages out there. So on our general website, you can see all the packages for all of the properties. Because each property being unique, you will find different packages at different properties. We also have a shuttle bus that on the weekend times runs between all of our properties. And one of the things we love is that if you stay at Silver Birches, you can enjoy amenities at Settlers Inn or vice versa. So if you stay at Settlers Inn, you can come up and enjoy the dock, the paddleboard lessons, the kayaking lessons, the canoe lessons, and things like that. So we love having that diversity. And as you mentioned, our recreation center and our gym are available to all our guests no matter where they stay.
But virtually all your guests arrive by car, right, at this point in time?
Yes.
Is there a way they can arrive? What if people don't have a car? How would they get here? Is there a bus or a train?
With the exception is there is a bus from New York City that arrives every day in Hawley. So we do have bus traffic, and those that don't have cars from the city who rent smart cars or whatever, that's also a possibility. So we do have a variety. We do a lot of special small bus tours from various areas that come up and enjoy. We have at Silver Birches, we have shows that people come up for, or historic tours and lunch and that kind of thing.
How do Travel with Radio listeners learn more about Settlers Hospitality Group?
Well, the easiest thing is to go on our central website, the Settlers Hospitality Group website. But any of the properties will refer you to the other properties, so you can link all of the different properties. And if you call any of the properties, we have a central reservation call-in service where they can answer any of the questions for all of the properties. So you're not going to get lost looking for us.
Well, Travel with Radio listeners always like to learn more about our guests, so please tell us where you were born, raised, and educated, and how you got into the travel world.
Okay. born outside of Philadelphia, raised in that region, had summer homes up in this area, put myself through college and part of high school working in the hospitality industry, fell in love, I guess I would call myself a summer brat on the lake who decided to not go home one day and stay up here just because of the area, the recreation, and the beautiful scenery. It's a lovely place to live. So that's my short story.
Okay. Doesn't have to be short. Is there anything that I haven't asked you, Grant, that you would like to add?
I would only say that our guests, I love the opportunity, and so does our staff, who we take great pride in, because they love waiting on guests and teaching guests about our region, that this is a lovely place to experience.
Well, I will vote for that, having been to the Poconos many times. This is my first time at Silver Birches, first time at Settlers Hospitality, but thank you, really, really enjoying being here. So special thanks tonight to our guest, Grant Gensler. Before I let you go, I have one more question for you. You mentioned this place is so lovely, and it is, both naturally and man-made. Where do you go on vacation, or don't you go?
We do go on vacation, and we love to go to areas like ours that have unique small town and rich experiences. We also, my wife and I travel overseas a lot, so we've been traveling to Asia and various other areas to learn and enrich ourselves so that when we come back, we're renewed, because travel is a great thing.
And you told me before we went on the air that you just completed a 7-state or 7-stop tour to New England.
Yes.
What was that all about?
That was about visiting historic small boutique hotels in the New England area for Select Registry, which is another great group like Historic Hotels of America, and enriching ourselves by traveling to other properties around the area. There's nothing like small, intimate, historic properties as a place to stay and enrich your experience.
So when you go to some place like that, do you say, I like what they're doing here, we should do that at our place?
Well, all you have to do is go to one place and get one idea to make your own place better.
Okay, but you conversely, you might see things that you don't like and you probably think, I'm glad we're not doing that, right?
I look more for the things that are positive in the experience, because the properties are so unique.
Yes.
Right? That they grab your attention. So I think more on the positive side of things and what I think would be a great thing for us to incorporate in our enriching experience for our guests.
Our special guest tonight has been Grant Genslinger, founder and co-chair of Settlers Hospitality Group. Get away for a couple of days and come visit these charming, intimate hotels and tell them you heard about them on Travel Itch Radio. And before we go, don't forget the big winter holidays are coming. And when you're thinking about gifts, how about the new baseball Bible, my 424-page illustrated unorthodox history of baseball? It's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but 424 pages for less than a small buck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today and have it in plenty of time as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or yourself. And that's it for this edition of Travelers Radio. Next time, same week, same station, in our last show of the 2018 season, we'll take a ride in the Las Vegas monorail. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.